she's it.
She was. The prince, the pony story is back again. And the pony story is back again with the princess who set off not to go all the way around the world to find somebody. All the way around Ireland. And this was before what happened? No, it was after there were people on the island, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
There had to be people, otherwise we wouldn't have any story, would we?
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't have anyone for her to play with. So it must, there must have been people at the time.
Yes, but there was no trees.
And the princess was born at the time when the stones used to talk, wasn't she? So maybe she was terrible.
Tell me yet where she was.
Oh, that's a secret. I'm not telling you where she was born. That was really strange.
Oh, only right. She was married.
Yeah, that has to wait till her wedding night. Okay,
her
but
wedding night soon.
Oh, a long way away. We've got to go all the way around Ireland. Now, where was the castle where she was living? That was the first question. Where was it?
Ireland.
Which part of Ireland? Which part of Ireland?
The United States.
Pardon? Was it in Cork?
Uh-huh.
No, it wasn't in Cork. It wasn't. It was in a place called Kerry. Ever been to Kerry? What does that mean? Never? You've never been to Kerry? Did you ever go on a horse in the mountains alongside a lake? Did you? When's the last time you went on a horse and you could see mountains and you could see lakes and trees and rabbits?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Do you remember?
Oh, yes, I remember. The question is, do you remember?
Uh-huh.
Well, that was where the princess was living when she was a little girl. You know that castle we were in yesterday? That was the kind of castle that she lived in. Anyone remember the name of the castle that we were in yesterday?
Oh, it was something castle.
It was.
It was castle something.
It was castle something. And what did you learn in the castle?
I don't know.
Do you remember learning anything in there? The plates were poisonous, absolutely. They're the three things you learned yesterday. Yep. So, that was where the princess was setting out from with her four horses to travel all the way around Ireland. But the first problem she had was how to get to the other side of the lake. But she had a bit of luck. One of her horses was particularly strong at jumping.
I know.
Really strong at jumping.
Okay. Crystal.
Crystal was a great jumper, absolutely. Had the most powerful legs ever imagined in the whole history of horses.
And she was on Crystal.
Absolutely. But she tied all the other horses together. So she had three horses and herself on Crystal and a backpack with all of her food and her clothes and everything
so
on her.
This is going to be a hard jump.
And she got the horse to jump from the shores of the lake onto
with
one...
the horses.
All of the horses behind them pulled right through the air, up in the sky, and they landed on one of the islands. And you know the lake that we were on yesterday? Loch Lane in Killarney?
Yeah.
That huge lake? Yeah. She crossed the lake, Loch Lane, by jumping on Crystal from island to island. It was amazing. In those days, the Crystal was such a strong horse. Crystal had supernatural strength, no limitation. Crystal could jump anywhere. Now, Crystal wasn't very good at running fast. Crystal was a really slow horse, but if you gave Crystal something to jump, Crystal could jump over it. And that was one of the special strengths that Crystal had as a horse.
Yes, but I thought that you need to be fast.
Jump. That's because you think that the horses, that the modern horses that you get, you think they have to run really, really fast and then take off, don't
no.
you?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Crystal was able to jump from a standing position. It was just extraordinary. People used to actually think that Crystal was magic, but she wasn't. She just had extraordinary strength in the legs. So that's how they crossed the lake and started to make their way out of County Kerry. But the problem was, County Kerry was well known as being a county full of monsters. Huge monsters who lived on the top of mountains, who came down and used to do things like eat whole fields of cabbage one night.
Just fields, or do they eat horses and children and stuff?
No, they were vegetarian monsters in Kerry. Vegetarian monsters. But they would... Pardon?
So if you were a vegetarian...
Oh, they might eat you if you were a vegetarian, all right, I suppose. That's one way of thinking about it. Yeah, but usually they ate vegetables. So if you were a person full up of vegetables, they might eat you. But if you had ever had any meat to eat, I don't think they would have eaten you at all. Right, well, there you were. Well, I tell you what, the Kerry monsters were mad about cabbage. Absolutely mad about cabbage.
Was a princess full of...
Full of cabbage?
No, full of fruit and stuff that all the monsters
love. No, the princess was a bit fussy about her food. She really liked... Oh, we are. We've gone the wrong way. No, I tell you what, the princess was very fussy about her food. What she really liked, best of all, was ice cream. But she liked her ice cream made from sea salt.
Ugh.
That was her favourite ice cream. Sea salt ice cream made in Kerry.
But her hair was so long.
Yep.
It was kind of dragging.
And
I think her hair got wet because her hair can't jump. Horses can jump. She can jump, but her hair can't jump.
Well, that's a good point. If her hair got some lake water into it, I wonder what colour it would turn into.
What?
Well, she had blonde hair, but if she got her hair into lake water, it might change colour. Anyway, I'll tell you after we've been to see your friend another chapter of the story next time. Off you go.
Later.